Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. Here's the public address announcer. We should run this by BB Shea. He does PA announcing for baseball. Has he done some basketball?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, women's soccer.
Yeah, he does a lot.
He's,
yeah.
He's got a little growing side hustle.
Yeah.
And that was my game in the early 90s.
Yeah, it was.
Never took.
Yeah, how'd that turn out?
Not well. Now he is
my
boss.
You thought you were going to fast track your way to SportsCenter, sitting next to Dan Patrick, right?
It was my dream.
Mm-hmm.
You went to sports camp.
With Dan Patrick.
I was here when you let that dream go as well. I believe it was a snowy trip to West Virginia.
Tough dream.
And you came back. It was like an overnight trip, and you came back.
Yep.
And you were like, I'm done with
that. I can't do it.
It's not happening.
I can't do it. And I say I did sports center or a sports camp with Dan Patrick.
He did not show.
That's right. And I've never forgiven Larry Conley, who was in charge of that sports camp, for not having Dan Patrick. That's why I signed up. I was in college. I got a leaflet that said, come to Daytona Beach Community College for sports camp. We're going to have four sportscasters, and then our camper of the week gets to spend 30 minutes with Dan Patrick. And I was camper of the week.
Were you?
They never voted.
Yeah.
Is it just a ceremonial title?
They never voted, but I'm convinced had they voted, I would have been camper of the week.
Do you think Larry named his boat the Dan?
It's possible.
From all the money he made off of people like you.
It's possible.
Promising that Dan Patrick would be there when he would never
be. Maybe he called it the Golden Fleece.
I was the only one with the backbone to say to Larry Conley, I want a portion of my money back.
Did you wave your leaflet in your hand?
I said.
Dan Patrick's photo?
This leaflet said Dan Patrick would appear in the final day. And he said, check the bottom line of it. And it said, all payment is non-refundable and guests are subject to change.
Mm.
All right, so yeah. I had to settle for Tim Brando over Dan Patrick.
Solid.
Yeah.
Cocky. He was cocky now. Okay, but I liked him. I mean, he had real...
well, he's talking to a room full of losers in Daytona Beach Community College.
Okay.
Wow. All
right.
I mean, when you put it like that.
I did some play-by-play for Tim Brando, and he said... you may have a future in a lower tiered. You may be able to do
You
PA
might
announcing.
Do basketball for no money.
And I did.
Semi-pro basketball and not get paid a cent.
And I did do basketball for no money. And it was public address announcing.
Mm-hmm.
The difference between play-by-plays on television or radio.
Yeah.
Public address announcing is
you're in the arena.
In the arena where you say, now shooting free throws, number 9,
yeah.
Mark Bassett. Well, listen to the PA announcer in this game. It's a game between Prairie View A&M and Mississippi Valley State. And Prairie View A&M hits a three-pointer early in the second half to go up by 16. Now, the play-by-play announcer calls it well. But in the background, you can hear the public address announcer. We should play this for B.B. Shea and see what he thinks of his technique. So here's the basket.
Bush, he'll stop and spot for the three-point shot. Looks good, yeah.
Bush shooting at 50% from the three-point line tonight.
Are you hearing that?
He's still doing.
Now, in attendance.
Is that for every three
apparently.
The home team makes?
I guess. A crowd of about 40, I think, saw this. That guy went crazy. I mean, listen to that. Now, that, I like it. It's energetic. You know, it's energy.
Bush, he'll stop and spot for the three-point shot. Looks good, yeah.
Bush shooting at 50% from the three-point line tonight.
It's called energy. It's called being there for your team.
So he does the drag out three, yeah. And then there's like a sound effect. Pew, 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 pew.
Pointer.
Does he give the player's name?
I don't think so.
I can't tell the second half
I think
is.
He said like 3 points on the board. I mean, three-pointer. I mean, unbelievable. When I was covering high school football for the local TV affiliate, and I remember one PA announcer was really, really good. He would do things like that.
Oh.
And then at the end of a touchdown run for the home team, I believe it was Dudley High. It was. He would say, indicating there was no flags on the field, he would say, no laundry, no laundry, no laundry. And I was like, I like that.
Yeah.
I like, yeah, because one guy ripped off like a 60-yard run for a touchdown while I was there. And he was like, oh, he's got the rock and he's taking it down the sideline. He gone. He gone. No
from,
laundry.
From the high school booth.
Yeah, from the high school booth. This was PA.
Yeah.
And he'd go, no laundry, no laundry, no laundry. And I thought, oh, nice. Yeah, I liked it. I was impressed by it.
Stepped up the game there.
It was the same night I got hit by that biscuit. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
God, that was awful. Yeah. That was that ended my news career, you know?
Uh-huh.
That
as much as anything.
That as much as anything, because we were lost in the rain going to a Dudley High School football game in a bad part of town. And when I got out of my car to ask a gentleman...
Excuse me, Holmes?
Yeah, I think we've seen this before.
I needed directions to the local high school.
Sure.
And he wound up and threw a projectile, a missile at me.
Uh-huh.
And I told the driver, I'm hit.
You there with your J. Crew khakis?
Yep, I was.
And it was a chicken biscuit covered in mustard. And I was covered. I was like,
I'm hit. Go.
I dove.
Drive, drive, drive.
I had to dive back into the news van. I mean, what was I to do? It was just a terrible feeling. I mean, to be hit in the rain and biscuit just exploded all over me.
Involved. I can't remember which team it is. I think they probably were a playoff team, but there's an NFL. It might be the Eagles,
mm-hmm.
but when they have, or the Chiefs or the Bills, I can't remember who it is, but it's one of the teams that had, you know, advanced into the playoffs.
Mm.
And whenever the home team is on defense, mm-hmm. and the other team has third down, the guy goes, it's third down.
I think a lot of them have their thing.
And I don't know if that's, yeah, if yeah. he does it live each time, yeah. or if that's just pre-recorded, because it's identical.
Yeah. I think a lot of them like have that. A thing. In Denver, and I knew, I went to a game in Denver once, because I'm a Broncos fan. I've been to one game in Denver. They played the Chiefs 25 years ago, and they still do it today. The announcer, anytime the opposing team throws an incomplete pass, he'll say, Mahomes' attempt for Kelsey was, and the whole crowd goes, incomplete.
Mm-hmm.
And I, at first, I didn't know what it was. So
what
was,
are they saying?
I didn't know. I was
trying, what are they doing?
I was trying to keep up, you know, with what it was. But it was, and they flash it on the screen, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think every team has a thing they do like that. But this is a new one on me.
Push, you'll stop and spot for the three-point shot. Looks good, yeah.
I think
Bush shooting at 50% from the three-point line tonight.
He's saying three-pointer is good.
It's 11 seconds.
Okay.
What I like is they're clearly used to it.
Oh, yeah. They don't even,
there's no react. Reaction from them.
No, no. He does it every shot.
Three!
Apparently he does it every made.
Pew, 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 pew.
I like the sound effect guy, too.
I'd have ducked.
That's. I know. I wouldn't want to be in that arena. Biggie's right. My overnight trip to West Virginia was what got me. We drove nearly to Pittsburgh. It was about a 9-hour drive. Called a 40-point blowout for the Elon Phoenix. They lost pretty badly. And a snowstorm was coming in, and I said to my colleague,
we need to get ahead of the weather.
Mm-hmm. Drive it back. It's Groundhog Day. That was the one where...
Didn't one of you fall asleep?
Well, I told him I would drive up, and I had driven all the way up.
You sleep, I'll drive up.
That's right. And then,
vice versa.
And I said, are you sure you're okay to drive back? And he said, oh, yeah. He said, I get this caffeine in me like a Mountain Dew. He's like, I'm good. And it was a 9-hour drive back. And we left at, you know, midnight. It was, or 11 o'clock. And so we're driving back, and we got about an hour from home. I had slept some, but was in the passenger seat and awake now. And we got about an hour from home, and he said, I can go no further. And I said, what? And he goes, I cannot drive another foot. And I said, well, there's at the next exit, there's a gas station. And he goes, I can't make it.
I cannot make it to that Pilot J.
So he pulled off on the...
I'm braking. I'm stopping.
He did. We stopped and we switched. And I drove the last hour and I was falling asleep. I mean, I never recommend from that moment. And I said to Biggie, that's the end of my play-by-play career.
That was it.
It yeah. never took off.
But you still toy with the idea of the all-night drive. I don't know why.
Well, I like to get home into my bed, so I will drive. You're right. But at that time, though, we had literally been up for 24 hours yeah. and still driving, which is obviously a terrible thing.
You're a danger to yourself and others.
It's true. Sleep is so important. I just read a book on longevity. Sleep is very, very important. I
haven't heard about that book in a while.
I can tell you that. Sleep is, well, I loaned it out. Sleep is very, and I've dog-eared the pages and put some highlighter and stuff.
Is H.R. Berry reading it now?
Who'd you give it to, B.B. Shea? I dog-eared the corners. I ate those. What?
I should highlight the passages for B.B. Shea. Stop eating so many hot dogs, you know. That's chapter one.
You'll end
one.
Up with gout.
That's right. That's chapter one. He should have borrowed it. By the way, speaking of teams that made the playoffs, word is an NFL team has anonymously suggested, let's get rid of the tush push, which, of course, the Eagles use to great advantage. That's when, like, several players push Jalen Hurts forward, and it almost always works to get him 2 or 3 yards when it's 4th and 1 or right at the goal line. And a team has anonymously said, we need to stop this.
Well, that team was anonymous for about an hour before everyone went, Packers.
Yeah, it's the worst kept secret in the league. Yeah.
Well, we're not going to say which team said this, but Packers.
You know, when I first heard it, I thought it's got to be a team in their division, like the Cowboys or the Commanders.
Who play them all
the
time.
Yeah, but no, it was. It was the Packers, according to everybody now. Yeah. Now, does that look weak on the Packers' part that they're not? I mean, like, stop it. You know, try to stop play, and then they won't do it.
But probably a little bit.
I'm a little torn on it, though, because, I mean, years ago, you weren't allowed to push another player forward. Remember, there was that rule.
Yeah, I don't know when those rules changed, but you do see it a good bit. And high school, I think, and pro level.
Yeah.
I mean, college.
College. Yeah. Because they used to say, I remember a famous game between the USC Trojans and the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Reggie Bush was on the field. And the Trojans, they won the national championship. They beat Notre Dame at Notre Dame. And he was pushed into the end zone by his
– by the quarterback?
Or somebody. On the team pushed him into the end.
That's right.
And everybody said, that should be flagged. That was – because it was not legal. And then I guess shortly after that, they made it legal. So now you can push players along. I think I'm okay with it. I think I'm okay with the play
Leaving
the play in. But it is almost 100% of the time successful for the Eagles. Yet other teams have not figured it out.
Right.
I mean, the Eagles have it, and the other teams don't.
That's what they keep pointing to. They're like, it's not a problem. It's one team.
One team. Well, their line is so good.
Yeah, they said, look at – I mean, the Chiefs found a way to stop it when the Bills were trying it.
Because the Bills didn't do it right. Or they didn't do it the same anyway. To Will Hardo, you're talking about night driving now. I will drive long distances at night. Go ahead.
So, I was in Charleston one time wrapping up like the end of a – kind of like a weekend trip. And it was 5-hour drive home, and my ex-wife, who was the devil, and would come up with new and innovative ways to torture me physically and mentally, told me she could make the drive if we stayed later, because I had to be at work at 6 a.m. the next day. She would take the drive. I could just sleep through the ride home and go to work the next day.
Yeah.
I took a full shot of NyQuil because sleeping in the car, not really my thing.
Yeah.
And 20 minutes into the drive out, we hadn't even made it to North Charleston. She pulls over and goes, I can't do it. I'm sorry. And I had to drive 5 hours home full of NyQuil.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
That's like windows down, radio at full volume.
I don't even know how you made it. Did you almost fall asleep over and over again?
Yes. You know how they say you see black dogs when you're tired? I was stopping for stuff that wasn't there.
Yeah.
I was drifting. It was crazy, but I got there.
My God. That is dangerous. Your wife, she should never have done that to you. To Will Hardo.
Well, she's the devil.
Well, she is. He said it. He couldn't say it wasn't true.
That's right.
Who is it? See, I thought he was just throwing that in for good measure. It was pertinent to the story because she made him. Like,
here, guzzle the NyQuil.
You know, heroin Scott, he'll just say, my ex is the devil, and then talk about something else. You know, or you know.
It's kind of part of his greeting.
Women are the devil, and then talk about something else. That was at least pertinent to the story.
Mm-hmm.
God, how could she do that to him? I don't know. And he's right. I've done that before, too, where I would see, like, I think I'd see a deer or something ahead. You ever done that? That is a bad feeling.
I hope not. I mean, maybe when I was younger. Years ago, I was driving a radio station van with two concert ticket winners in the back.
Yeah.
It was a different station.
Yeah.
And I fell asleep behind the wheel, and we kind of veered off the road.
So scary.
You know, but I was able to correct without overcorrecting.
So
but that was the
scary.
Last time that I fell asleep.
That is... That's one of the scariest things. Because you're like beating yourself in the face, you know, and the window's down, as you said, and the radio full blast.
I didn't see. I kept the radio down because they were sleeping.
Ooh.
But now it's like, the driver's got to be awake.
That is brutal. That really is. And that feeling of, oh my gosh, there's like a bear in the road. And then later, I've come to almost full stops, and then, oh, it's not there, you know.